Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, flagship for your Pittsburgh Pirates, Eric Hagman joins us from the Crosley Estate, which is just south of the big city of Bradenton. Eric, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I can't say that I really miss seeing you.
Well, I can imagine it. It's, you know, we all live vicariously through those we know who head to Bradenton this time of year. And there are a lot of Pittsburghers who do just that. I come down for a few spring training games, which get started tomorrow. How, you know, what's it like? I mean, is everybody in a optimistic mood at this point?
Yeah, everybody's, they've had no injuries to speak of. Everybody has really been excited about it, but now we've reached the point. You've had the pitchers in here for 2 weeks. You've had the position players in here for one required, but many of them were in for 2, 3, 4 days before that. Now it's time to do something different. So they'll break camp today at Pirate City, and they'll move 3, 4 miles to the west over to Lecom Park, and they'll play a road game tomorrow, and then they get a home game on Sunday.
Yeah, they have the Phils in Clearwater tomorrow, 105 on the Fan, and then Miami goes to Bradenton on Sunday. And this is an important week. Every year you have a chance to sit down with the owner, Bob Nunning. You had a chance to do that, and I thought you were very direct with Mr. Nunning about how Pirates fans feel and what his expectations are. And how would you view the opportunity you had to do that?
Well, I appreciated it very much that they did allow me the opportunity to do a one-on-one interview. And you're right, Larry, because you've got the optimism that's down here that you hear from the players and you hear from Clint Hurdle and Neil Huntington, and then you listen to what's going on back in Pittsburgh and in Western PA, where there's just a lot of people very skeptical of the off-season moves and where the team is headed into this season. And I tried to balance those two dynamics with Nunning. And, you know, it probably came across a little bit more that we were dwelling on the negative, but you can't help that when you discuss the things that have surrounded this club, you know, not going to the playoffs for 3 straight years, payroll being reduced, attendance off precipitously over the last 3 years. And, you know, I gave him ample opportunity to explain his feelings and maybe get a little emotional if he wanted to. And he chose not to. He was very matter-of-fact, very businesslike in every answer he gave me.
You know, Eric, when you look at it from a fan's perspective, you just want to go see, you want to see a winner. You want to see winning on the field. And I think a lot of people equate that with payroll. And the Pirates consistently are not anywhere close to being one of the more aggressive payers of players. Is there an absolute correlation between the teams that pay and the teams that win?
The teams that pay don't always win the World Series, but if you want to compete and be a serious World Series contender, you're going to have a payroll in the upper half and maybe even in the upper third. And unfortunately for a lot of the small market teams, of which the Pirates are one, you know, that is difficult to do. They'll probably never, ever rank that highly. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't strike lightning in a bottle. I mean, in 2015, that team won 98 games. And if not for the fact that the Cubs and Cardinals had equally great seasons, they may have won their first division title since 92. But, you know, that was part of the thing that I also mentioned with Tim Nutting when I spoke with him is, was that a lost opportunity? If you could have a do-over, would you go back to that offseason after that 15 season and say, we're missing maybe one key ingredient, let's go for it now this next year? Of course, what they did is they ended up letting some really good veteran players go, and they filled them with some not-so-good signings, some people would say inexpensive, cheap signings. So, yes, I think you do have to spend. I don't think you have to be, you know, at $150 million payroll, but I don't know how you're going to win with a $75 million payroll.
Well, it all starts tomorrow. the spring training game schedule again, 105 on the Fan as the Pirates go to Clearwater to take on the Phils. Meanwhile, Eric, safe travels back north. And did you leave the Crosley estate in order for the arrival of Jim Colony tomorrow?
I've got his golf clubs, which I brought down. I have them perfectly situated for him so he can access them. I have his beach chairs perfectly placed against the wall so he'll know exactly where they are. Yes, Jim is going to find this place to be in fine form when he gets here.
You got to leave some sort of a surprise for him.
Oh, trust me, I'm working on that, yeah.
Okay, well, good. We've enjoyed our conversations. We'll see you back in the Berg.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Eric Hagman on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News line from 93.7 The Fan on his way back north from Bradenton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.